Hello, this is D Drippy with DIY Drip. I am finally back. I know it's been 2 weeks or so. Today I am joined by Jalen. It is just us two for now. Hopefully some of our friends will come here. We don't know. But our main topic today will be cars. So.
And first off, I just want to say, bro, listen to this. You got the birds in the background. We got us a nice setup. Got a nice view of some old cars.
Yeah. We piggybacked off someone that we know to get here. Because we all know, me and our mamas ain't going to just let us come here and record. So, I mean, we're here at the car show at Pratt Park. We are in Prattville, if that wasn't clear before, which probably wasn't. Anyways, we see some really nice cars. We have yet to see a Model T. But, you know,
I know somebody's got a Model T.
Someone has to have a Model T.
I know somebody's got a Model T.
Pretty sure I saw a Mustang come in here. We got some trucks, a lot of watchers, and out here in the beautiful sun, and we are doing nothing. This is the best thing we could come up with for now.
Right. We originally showed up to kind of help, but seems like the job we got picked for, there was a dude who was on it like double time. He wouldn't even let us get up out our chairs to do something.
Yeah, he was here like he was getting paid. Keep in mind,
he's got a vest on, an FBI tattoo.
Keep in mind, we ain't getting paid. We just here to help.
Right.
And I don't know about y'all, but I'm not a huge fan of community service, because that means I'm doing stuff for the public, and I ain't getting paid. So, yeah. I mean, I want a car. I want a really nice car. Really nice muscle car.
Really nice muscle car.
A really nice muscle car. Like, you tap that engine, and it's like you just became John Wick in his cars.
Are we about to have, like, a real debate on cars right now?
I don't know. Because
the best car I want is a Tesla.
Man, you and Elon Musk really got it, huh?
Yeah.
Y'all wish y'all was friends.
Is that a Model T?
Yeah, I don't think so. Yo!
That show is a Model T! We just said something about a Model T!
We got a Model T? If you don't know what a Model T is, it's a really old car. Just keep that in mind.
Go over to our Twitter, DIY Drip.
We got an Instagram.
BTS and an Instagram. We'll post a picture of the Model T on Twitter.
Yo, they really got a Model T.
He caught it now.
How old is the nigga? Like, that had to be passed down, like, at least twice.
Oh, yeah, that nigga gonna get out the car with a walker.
Yeah. We're back in a secluded area, so you don't even get a mouth or a ear full of engine sounds.
Yeah, because I ain't into that
still hear it.
ASMR shit. I kind of wanted to go over to the pond and get that water, because they've got a fountain, a little water sprinkling sound, yeah, but...
this guy in this fucking fountain, it's like, he's had
child. Oh, he fishing. That's illegal. You're not supposed to fish in the pond.
You can fish here.
No, it's the sign says no fishing.
Oh, well, fuck that sign.
The sign beat up the shit, but right. I've seen it a couple of times.
I'm a little bit sick, guys. I apologize.
Ooh, it's a creek, too. We can go down there by that
creek.
Their show
is a creek, bro. Damn, but I don't want to drop the phone that we're recording with. That would fucking suck. Have a takedown on my fucking arm and that bitch slip.
What is that? That's not a Model T.
No, but it's pretty close to it.
The Model T pulled in before that one.
I'm not sure if this guy waved to me or not, but we don't know. There's a lot of things we know and we don't know.
I know I got up at 7:30 this morning to help with the car show.
Oh, yo, look, the roaster pulling in here.
That ain't no...
Then what is it?
I thought you meant like a Tesla roaster.
No.
We may have to move. Yeah. Well, once he pulls in, he'll cut the engine.
I mean, I might be able to edit this part out. But you know what? Like I said before, we keep everything in. Oh, it's by
Chevy. Listen to that, man.
By Chevrolet.
Watch. You're gonna kill it. You're gonna back up. Boop.
Parallel parking.
Back up. You're gonna boop. Put it in park and kill it.
There you go.
See what I said?
Now it's nice and quiet.
Got birds again.
That was probably ear rape for y'all. I apologize, but you know it's diverse. We're in a diverse world now.
Yeah.
And who knows what's happening here.
I mean, anything could happen on this podcast.
Anything and everything always ends up happening.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well, how are you?
I'm good.
So, I was supposed to meet my girlfriend here about an hour ago, hopefully. I tried texting her, but my dad took my phone, so I tried to use any other means, because I'm that good boyfriend. But I haven't found any, so I guess I'm not a good boyfriend.
I'm not gonna say nothing about your girl, bro.
Yeah, fuck y'all. Every time y'all say anything about it, it always ends up hurting me.
No, I'm sorry. Maybe we can get her on the podcast today.
Maybe, if I can figure out a way to text her.
I'm sure she's coming.
Well,
we know Graham's not gonna be here. Mason probably ain't gonna be here. Mason and Graham both got girlfriends. Like, come on, bro.
I'm like the only one who was smart. Like, yo, I'm going to bring her here.
Right. They was like, we'll go do something at her house. I was like, bro, don't even try that. You probably ain't about to get none, so don't even try that.
You can try, but you will not succeed. You know, it's nice sitting here.
It's a nice kind of cloudy, sunny day.
Yeah. Hopefully it don't rain.
It rained this morning when I was getting out, but...
Sure did. That sucked.
And I left my umbrella in the car.
This is the most unfunny podcast right now. It's just us talking. Any shit to talk about.
What was our topic, cars?
Yeah, it was. It could be transgender people, furries.
Whoa.
The fuck, man.
Whoa.
We don't know.
We ain't starting that.
Look now, I am a good debater. When I believe something, I believe it until my mind is changed. All right,
pick us a topic. We'll debate.
This
is what I thought.
I mean, y'all know that one time when people said, is water wet?
Bro, we not doing that debate again.
Water isn't actually wet.
Yeah, I know it's not actually wet.
When I heard that, I'm like... Man, so why go down my throat so smoothly? It's
water on
man.
Itself is not wet.
Yeah.
That was basically like...
Like a nigga on a nigga is not a nigga.
Right.
That is gay.
But I wasn't really going to say that. What I was going to say is it's going... That ended up being like the Laurel and Yanny situation, or the black and blue, white and gold situation with the dress.
Yeah. Dude, I could have brought my canopy here.
You should have brought your canopy.
But I didn't.
Dang. Sorry it's not funny right now. We need
more people for more funnies.
It's probably going to be all the podcasts we're going to do. We're going to try to mass produce them because the last 2 weeks, we didn't get none out. So.
Yeah.
I don't feel like we should start doing an hour long until people actually say they want an hour long.
Yeah, probably like a 30-minute one.
Yeah, since it's nice and cool today. Watch, it's gonna rain.
Yeah.
Everybody's car. Look at him. I feel bad for him. He ain't got no cover in his car.
Yeah, he does the convertible. You see it in the back.
That's not a convertible.
Oh, shit.
He pulled up like that.
Just get an umbrella and just hold that bitch.
Put a canopy over it. Duct tape it to the sides and drive home.
Bro, that'd be like a broke black mama got fucking tape on the window because someone knocked your window in.
Bro, back when the selfie sticks was a thing, I seen this thing on Facebook. It said, he was like, mama, can I get a selfie stick? And she was like, you got a selfie stick in your closet. And she went and grabbed one of them hangers with the clips on it and kicked his phone and said, there you go.
Bro, I never really like selfie sticks. It's just like, I don't even like selfies to begin with. Like, my arm, like, right. I got long arms. So when I pull my arm out in front of me, you won't see my whole top of my head to the bottom of my feet.
Right. When I try to do a selfie, my shirt be sagging.
My V-neck, a U-neck. Like.
If I look at it long enough, I'm going to find something wrong with it.
Yeah, I remember that time you came to school with that wide-ass fucking U-neck, bro.
U-neck? What you talking about?
Titty, bro.
Which one?
I don't know which one. But
the legit shirt.
I think so.
That bitch was stretched out. Saggy.
She was bigger than your head, bro.
Because when I'm shopping, you know I'm big body. So you can't just go up in the store and be like, I want this, I want this, I want this,
you
I want this.
You should go to Big Bath and Beyond, bro.
I know you. Okay, bro. I'd be walking up in JCPenney because that's where you got to get your bang for your buck at.
Shit. They don't got a lot of stores here. They should be really shopping at it.
Right. But JCPenney has almost every brand you can think of.
Right.
So I go up in there. I go to the Arizona section. You know, I'll be like, I want this. They got it in my size. Yes. And I grab that in a size bigger. Because when I go to the dressing room and put the smaller size on, my titties be poking out.
Titties. My titties.
So if I like the shirt, I will get an oversized shirt. And some shirts be made oversized.
Yeah.
And... Ain't no body shaming, because I'm big. But I feel like... I got a weird... Because I'm tall and fat.
Yeah.
It's not long and tall. It's like tall and fat.
See, like, I'm pretty sure I fit in a medium, right? So what I gotta do, I gotta buy a medium-sized shirt, throw that bitch in the dryer, and there you go. It's a medium, bro.
I can't do that. I can't risk it, bro. That's why when I wash them, I don't put them in the dryer. I gotta hang them up to dry.
Damn.
I hang them up to dry.
Dude, I remember every time I dry my clothes, they always, like, I hate drying my jeans because, like, you can start to see my ankles every time I put them in a dryer.
You remember them jeans I used to wear, like, every day? The ones that had the scrunchies at the bottom and the ribs on them? Yeah, well, they wore out.
I wonder why. Probably from wearing them every day.
I sat down and it tore a big old hole, like, right there. Right in the middle of, like, the groin type area, right there in the seat. So, you know, I was like, you know, I'm still going to wear them, even though they got the big hole in them. Because I'm like, I'm going to try and wear them out. So when I went to school, I had to cross my legs like this the whole day so nobody could see that hole. And I'm sitting there, right? And I forget. And I do this. Start man spreading. Because, you know. Some dude who sits behind me goes, Jalen, you know you got a hole in your pants.
Like,
he sits behind me. It was in the front. Like, if I put my legs together, you couldn't see it.
He was looking at your ass when you walked in the building.
I guess. I ain't with that, but...
Man, what was that guy that was the first openly gay guy to play in the NFL?
Oh, the first openly gay guy
to play in the
NFL?
Listen, I was watching a lot of Cat Williams last night. I want to say a lot. I mean,
Ray Charles?
Thing. No, I was watching Priceless Afterlife.
Priceless Afterlife?
Yeah, by...
You was watching Monique? I mean, you was watching Precious, too?
Shit. No, I was not.
That movie's so hard to watch.
Yeah.
I remember... But, we was in class, right? It was a different class than yours. And we was in there. And this girl was getting mad, right? And this dude was messing with her. Because he was flirting with her. You know how guys bully girls when they flirting with them. And he was just messing with her. And she was just not having it, right? She was getting mad. She was like, stop. Stop. Let's see. I'm not going to use his name. I'll say Tom. We'll say his name was Tom. Tom was messing with this girl. We're going to say Jaden. Tom was messing with Jaden, okay? Tom grabs Jaden and was, like, shaking her. And she's like, stop. And he does it again, stop. And then he stops. And the teacher's like, go sit down, Tom. And Tom goes and sits down. And she goes and sits down. And he starts chunking stuff at her, right? Now, Jaden starts getting mad. I'm saying mad. She drops her voice like Monique in Precious and said, Tom, I told you, stop. I said,
I am a woman.
I said, whoa. I sat back in my chair. I was like, Tom, you better stop for something happened.
Okay.
And Tom kept doing it, right? So turns out we were standing there by the door. In the doorway, we got these pods. So it's like a U, and there's classrooms on both sides. And we were standing there in the door, and I was on one side of the door, and you know I'm big, and Tom was standing on the other side of the door. And Tom was standing on the other side of the door, and some kid tries to come through, right? So he pushes through me and Tom. Tom has some slides on, right? Here. I'm going to stand up and show Daquan how it was.
This must be Black Tom or something, because I don't know no white Tom with no slides.
Look. Yeah, Black Tom. Not Tom from To Kill a Mockingbird. Tom. Okay. So he was standing. He had Superman slides on.
Superman slides. Got it.
Okay. And this soccer kid pushes past him. Look. Tom, he got them slides on, so he trips. He goes like this and headbutts the wall and goes, psh. And we got an Asian teacher. I'm not going to call her name. We're going to say Miss Ping. Miss Ping comes out the door and was like, looks down at him and goes, so you're not going to help him up? I said,
that's how
no.
She talks to him.
And Miss Ping, DeAndre's got Miss Ping. And I'll tell you, she goes off. Like, if you get a bad grade in class, she'll tell the whole class.
What are you doing filling my class with a 12?
There was this, he told me this story. This kid, he made like a 25, and she was like, you don't need to be in this class. You got 25. And he was like, well, I didn't know there was a back to it. She said, you ain't know there was a back to it. And then he was like, no. She was like, so you gonna make it up? And he goes, no. And she goes, well, see, that's why you fell in my class anyway. That kind of went Asian African.
Yeah, it sounded like she's from Wakanda.
Wakanda replaced.
What are they doing in my swamp, bro? Man, I'm pretty sure I can speak for most women.
No.
I don't think to pick up a girl is to bully them. Because that don't make no sense. Like, would you, like, huh?
It's like back in the preschool type thing, you know?
It just don't add up. And, like, we in high school, too, and you bullying girls and you want to get with her? Nah, bro, you got, like...
I'm telling you, I think she was a trap. She dropped her voice like Monique from Precious and said, Tom, I said, stop it. I said, yo!
See, for me, like, if you want a girl, you got to be honest with her. You got to open your heart, that ironclad heart or that, like, that little soft thing y'all got in there because most young men don't have hearts. See, because, like, when I asked out my girl, I was honest. I was truthful. I didn't lie until, like, 2 weeks later.
Yeah, I still, like, can't believe you got a girlfriend, bro.
I mean, shut the fuck up. This is why I can't have nice things, guys, especially women.
Yeah, we'll be in class and some girl will come from another class looking for somebody. I'd be like, he's single.
Right.
Like, he's single. Come on now. I think, like, I've done it in a podcast before. Yeah. I was like, he's single.
Y'all did.
That's where it started, was a podcast. God. And she goes, thank you, sweetie.
It's been 2 weeks since that.
That we got a rainbow unicorn here. Bro, I just walked over there and it's socks on the ground. Look here. Let me take the mic. Go look. Yeah. It's socks on the ground, like wet socks.
Yo, they not even the match socks, bro.
Right. Somebody was getting some toes.
Some toes.
Like that TikTok video. I like my guys like I like my shoes with my toes in them.
Oh my God, it's fucking disgusting. Have you ever seen like a mouth fuck video, like, bro, on Pornhub or something? No. It's just this nigga's mouth on and a girl like with her foot, bro. It's disgusting. Yeah, I watch
some girls got some nice toes, but I wouldn't lick them.
Nah, bro, you got toe cheese in there with them fucking toe cheese.
See, that
and
bitch
crackers
would have to cut her nails.
Ew,
like
my God.
Bleach that shit. You soap in between them.
No.
Put some Arm & Hammer on that shit got close to them.
Arm & Put some baby powder on it.
You ever be in the bed with your girl?
No.
Oh, well.
Like, not yet.
No, I don't mean, like, sex, just laying in the bed or something, or just chilling on the couch, and she got her socks off, and y'all, like, cuddling.
Go on.
And she got the blanket on y'all, and you feel like she'll move her leg and cut you, because her toenail's sharp as fuck, like she got some bird feet.
Nah, bro, that's the knife that she got, bro, when she tried to murder me.
What?
Nah, this is an old girlfriend, bro. I am well-experienced in dating world, so I'm ready to become an adult. Like, you know how girls usually piggyback off of a nigga? I'm going to be the nigga piggybacking off of a girl, bro.
A gigolo. That's what a gigolo is. You going to be a gigolo? How long we on, bro?
I don't know. I don't feel like checking right now.
How are you even supposed to check?
You press the button.
Hubble just tweeted a video.
Hubble. This video is sponsored by Anchor. I don't remember the script. I'll probably play it later. In the beginning or later.
Don't do that, because I thought I was on the wrong video. We'll just do it now.
Nah, bro. I have pre-recorded my ads. And please watch my ads all the way through. Because each time you watch that is literally a penny in my pocket.
Damn.
Sometimes.
I be skipping through that shit.
You a cunt.
I don't know. I just be trying. Because these things are good to listen to when you get down. Like, you know, some of the jokes you be making still funny.
Yeah, like a good 30 minutes to take your mind off something.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Yeah.
I think we're about to get evicted from our sitting place.
Our boss is coming.
One of them. It's not, yeah. Like I said, it's community service, so we're not going to be here.
Let me see. Maybe that's his car. I'm going to go see.
Maybe. All right, I can do a thing called add a flag. All right, guys, we'll be right bad? Never mind. No, I just go into his car. They parked.
I want to ask him if there was a Model T that pulled in, because I think I saw a Model T.
Yeah.
Let me go ahead.
Alright. So, here on the solo act, again at the car show, really bad at being solo, because I have to come up with everything myself. Man, I was supposed to come here with my girlfriend about an hour and a half ago. She ain't here. Not yet?
I don't know what it was. It looked like a Model T.
Oh.
We're not that into cars. Now, I can tell you anything about a Tesla now.
This man has been researching Tesla.
Tesla Roadster. Yo. 0 to 60, 1.90 to 100, 4.2.
You heard it here. Look at this cunt driving his car. And I guess
he's driving a truck.
Yeah,
his car on the truck.
Yeah, bro.
That's how you know you got money, bro.
No, that's how you know, like, you're trying to show.
Oh, yeah, I can't. It's for us, because we ain't got to hear the engine.
Okay, yeah, never mind. This guy's pretty fucking smart.
Is he selling it? What's he got on the window?
I don't know. We dude, I need a car. Truck towns.
Ooh, what car do you have now, man? Do you even have a car? Oh my gosh. That's a race car.
That's a drag racer. Yeah. You can tell because it's from the tires.
He's got Chick-fil-A stickers all over it. He's got, like, branding and stuff.
Yo, Chick-fil-A, if you're listening, you know, I love your chicken.
Get some dudes up, man.
All right, guys, we will be back. We will be back, hopefully. Stop it.